the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Keenan from Plastow, New Hampshire.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Go on,
Thank you.
So you have three girls you're dropping off at school, Riley, Bryn, and...
Adeline.
Yep.
Are they all there?
They are all here.
How old are the girls?
15, 12, and 11.
All right. They're so quiet and well-behaved.
So far.
It's early.
The game is young.
Here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win that money. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio and cannot hear a thing that is happening. Question number one. ABC has announced the ladies who will compete on the new season of The Golden Bachelor. The youngest is 58. There are four in their 70s and the rest of the women are in their 60s. How do you move on to the next round in the Bachelor franchise?
You get a rose.
Groundbreaking designer Giorgio Armani died at his home. He was 91 years old. He, of course, founded the luxury fashion brand Armani. Which country is Armani from?
Italy.
Hayley Williams appears on David Byrne's new single. What is the reason for it? Hayley Williams is best known as the lead singer of which band?
Oh, Jesus. Paramore?
Keep your radio turned down.
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
Just a little bit, please.
Oh.
That's all right. Kurt Russell has joined the cast of the Yellowstone spinoff, The Madison. Who has Kurt Russell been in a relationship with since 1983?
Goldie Hawn.
Michael Keaton, 74 today. He starred in this 2015 movie alongside Mark Ruffalo about a team of investigative reporters for the Boston Globe who broke the story of sexual abuse within the Catholic Church. Name the movie.
Oh, my God. It's the newspaper. I have no idea.
That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
When did the girls start school?
When did they? A week ago.
Yeah, how's it been going?
So far, so good.
No detention?
Not yet.
Okay. All A's. All A's, Kennedy.
Yeah, absolutely.
All A's a
glowing
weekend.
Endorsement.
All right. I have Keenan getting 4 out of 5 right.
Woo! All right, then.
I still can't believe there's 3 other girls in this car right now. They're so quiet.
It's me either.
Here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. ABC has announced the ladies who will compete on the new season of The Golden Bachelor. The youngest, 58. There are 4 in their 70s. The rest of the women are in their 60s. How do you move on to the next round in the Bachelor franchise?
You are given a robe.
Tied at 1. Groundbreaking designer Giorgio Armani died at his home. He was 91. Of course, he founded the luxury brand Armani. Which country is he from, or is Armani from?
Italy.
Do you have any Armani in the closet, Kennedy?
You know, I don't. But Armani makes a good suit for a man. I'm just saying. If you're ever going to spend some money on a suit, that's the money to spend.
Oh, really?
Just saying.
Costco makes a good suit too, Kennedy.
I don't doubt it.
More of a clearance rack guy.
Hayley Williams appears on David Byrne's new single, What is the Reason for It? Hayley Williams is best known as the lead singer of which band?
Paramore.
3-3. Kurt Russell has joined the cast of Yellowstone, the spinoff, The Madison.
How many spinoffs do they need?
I know, right?
Who has Kurt Russell been in a relationship with since 1983?
Goldie Hawn.
Well, we keep watching all of them, Dan, so that's why they keep spinning them.
Somebody off. Does.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Michael Keaton, 74 today. He starred in the 2015 movie alongside Mark Ruffalo about a team of investigative reporters from the Boston Globe who broke the story of sexual abuse within the Catholic Church. Name the movie.
Spotlight?
Yes. Also the name of the feature there in the paper. 5-4 is the final score. Wow. Kenan, you did great. You did great. Oh.
You really did.
Yeah, those were tough questions. Unfortunately, though, Kennedy gets the win 5-4. You don't get the cash, but we do thank you for calling into the play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kenan from Plaso, and I can't beat Kennedy.
I don't believe there's girls there.
Yeah, are they a figment of your imagination?
Riley, are you there? Blink if you're okay.
Riley just got out of the car.
Oh, that's likely.
Yeah.
What about Brandon
and
Adeline?
And I'm kicking the other two out right now.
All right. Bye, girls.
Say bye, girls.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat, Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
You suck.
You won't get any more than two, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, cause you're a
Kevin Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Emily from Lowell.
Hi, Emily Lowell. From Lowell.
Good morning.
Lowell.
Lowell.
Mill City, baby.
We kick Kennedy out.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too. Thank you.
So you know how the game works. There are five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is happening. Just a reminder, if you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one. The band Foreigner posted an open letter asking to play Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. Taylor and Travis were born in the same year, which is also one of Taylor's album titles. What year?
1989.
The Bluey movie will come out in August of 2027. Bluey is not from the United States, but has grown so popular here that some American children now have accents from Bluey's home country. Where is Bluey from?
I'm hoping my niece does have this accent because she watches it all the time. Australia.
No.
Carrie Elwes will play the President of the United States in an upcoming FX show, Very Young Frankenstein. Which movie does Carrie deliver this line?
You mock my pain.
Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something.
Name the movie.
I have no idea.
Question number four. Roger Goodell says Taylor Swift being the Super Bowl halftime show performer is a maybe. Who was the headline performer at the last Super Bowl?
Last Super Bowl.
How quickly we forget.
Kendrick Lamar.
Question number five. Pete Davidson appears on the season premiere of Shark Tank to offer a stake on a company called Double Soul. They make socks. The episode comes out September 24th. Can you name two of the current sharks on Shark Tank?
I've never watched that show in my life.
That would be difficult.
Yeah, that'd make it hard.
Mark Cuban was one at one point. Mark Cuban and that blonde lady.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
I understand you're getting some blood work done. Hope everything's okay.
Yeah, my husband and I are starting IVF.
Oh, that's incredible.
So, yeah, I'm excited. So we're going through Boston IVF. I was just in Stoneham. Now headed back up to Lowell to go to work.
That's awesome. Well, I hope it all works out for you. Keep us posted. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy for you. Kids suck, but I'm happy.
Let me find that out for myself.
There you go.
You're going to remember this conversation.
Carson will be singing a different tune in 4 years.
Don't let Carson poison your mind.
Emily got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
The band Foreigner posted an open letter asking to play Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. Taylor and Travis were both born the same year, which is one of Taylor's album titles. It is
1989.
Tied at one.
Are you going to do an open letter to DJ her wedding?
The Bluey movie will come out. I don't have to do an open letter. She can hear it every Friday at 7:45 and know that I should be the guy.
Good luck.
Bluey is not from the United States, but has grown so popular here, it's giving some American kids accents from Bluey's home country, which is?
Australia.
Tied at two. Cary Elwes will play the President of the United States in the upcoming FX show Very Young Frankenstein. Which movie does Cary deliver this line?
You mock my pain.
Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something.
Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, 3-2. Roger Goodell says Taylor Swift being the Super Bowl halftime show performer is a maybe.
As in, anytime she wants, please come.
Who was the headline performer for the last Super Bowl?
Oh, crap. How quickly you forget.
I said the same thing.
Kendrick Lamar? Oh, the jeans.
The jeans of it all. And they not like us. 4-3, question number 5. Pete Davidson appears on the season premiere of Shark Tank to offer a stake in a company called Double Soul. They make socks. It comes out September 24th. That's the premiere. Can you name two of the current sharks on Shark Tank?
Mark Cuban and Mr. Wonderful.
I'm going to allow it.
Are you really?
Yes.
You don't have to.
No, I will allow it. We're in a gray area right now because Mark Cuban just left the show.
Oh.
But the new season hasn't started yet.
Oh.
So technically he was a part of the last season.
Well, I'm okay if it's not a good
answer. I would have given it to Emily as well. So Mark Cuban, Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, Robert Hershevek, Lori Grenier, Barbara Corcoran, and Damon John.
Got it.
So we'll allow
it. Barbara, that's the one.
Oh, yeah, the blonde. That's what she's
the blonde lady.
The blonde lady. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets to win. Emily, unfortunately, you don't get the money, but thank you for listening and calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Emily from Lowell, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Lowell.
But I might have a baby.
Yes! Yeah,
you will.
That's
a
girl!
Yes!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
41.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Nikki from Chestnut Hill.
Hi, Nikki.
Good morning.
Also in the car is Joe, who is 15. Are we late for school this morning, Joe? What's going on?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no.
I knew it.
Not a good start to the year.
Kind of late there, Joe. What happened?
Yeah, we didn't leave the house in time.
Yeah, so it's mom's fault, not yours?
No, it's definitely mine. I didn't make my lunch.
Ooh. I love
you.
She's owning it, Kennedy. I know, I love that.
You know?
Love a 15-year-old who takes accountability.
Yes.
All right. Will you two kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Justin Bieber did a surprise album release of Swag 2 today. According to one of his hit songs, where does Justin get his peaches?
Georgia.
Sydney Sweeney won't talk about her jeans ad at the Toronto Film Festival this weekend. She says, I am there to support my movie and the people involved in making it. I'm not there to talk about jeans. Which company did she do the controversial jean ad for?
American Eagle.
Miranda Lambert just announced that she'll be playing in the 45th annual Ryder Cup celebrity match later this month. But here's the kicker. She said she's only played 22 holes of golf in her life.
Oh, that'll go well.
In golf, what does the term bogey mean?
Oh, my gosh. You missed the hole?
Question number 4. Queen's incredible lead singer Freddie Mercury was born today in 1946. Take a listen and name this Queen song.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on? on the edge of your seat. Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat.
Name the song.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Bring back funky bass lines.
Another One Forgot Her Lunch. Question number five. The VMAs are on Sunday, and Bruno Mars is up for Song of the Year twice. They are both collaborations he's done with someone else. Can you name both of the songs?
Patapatapa is A-P-T. That's what it's called.
A-P-T. And what's and the other one?
There's one with Lady Gaga. What's the one with Lady Gaga? Oh my God.
Oh, Die with a Smile.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Well, Joe wasn't cooking her lunch, but she did cook that.
They did great. That's good. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Nikki and Joe got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, wow. Well done.
And the crowd goes wild.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber released a surprise album today, Swag 2. According to one of his hits, where does Justin get his peaches?
Georgia. Yeah.
Tied at 1. Sydney Sweeney won't talk about her jeans ad at the Toronto Film Festival this weekend. She says, and I quote, "I'm there to support my movie and the people involved in making it. I'm not there to talk about jeans." Which company did she do the controversial jean ad for?
American Eagle.
2-2. Miranda Lambert just announced that she'll be playing in the 45th annual Ryder Cup Celebrity Match later this month. But here's the kicker. She said she's only played 22 holes of golf in her entire life. In golf, what does the term bogey mean?
A bogey is 1 over par.
Kane Brown shared with us that he's also playing in that.
Is he?
He played golf several times while he was on the Cape.
I think that he just loves golf.
He does.
So get him on your team if you suck.
3-2, question number 4. Queen's incredible lead singer Freddie Mercury was born today in 1946. Can you name this song? Take a listen.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Or as I said, Joe forgot to make her lunch.
Aw.
4-3, question number 5. The VMAs are Sunday, and Bruno Mars is up for Song of the Year twice. They are both collaborations he's done with someone else. Name the two songs.
Die with a Smile.
With Lady Gaga.
I'm not going to get it.
Apata, APT.
Oh gosh, how did I forget that?
With Rosé.
Being that I am the K-pop aficionado
I know you
of
are.
Our program.
4-4 is the final score.
All my cards have been taken away.
For Joe and Nikki.
Oh, we're
are you guys practicing?
They're practicing.
I don't hate it.
No, I don't hate that. All right. We're going to pretend like we didn't hear that, and it's just going to happen organically.
Ready? Take 2.
All right. Hey, guys, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Joe and Nikki from Chestnut Hill, and we can tie Kennedy.
That's it. I mean, it's not right, but you do.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.